Please let her make it. Please. Come on, please. Hide. My love! You made it. I was so worried. Are you safe? Did anyone try and stop you? How fortunate. When I heard that your father was becoming suspicious, I feared we were done for. Thank you. Thank you for not bowing down to him. I love you so much. Come here. Kiss me. My love. Sweet angel. I'm so happy that our plan came to fruition. All the time spent preparing, all the risks we took, and here we are. Here you are. My sweet, naive love. Naive. Did I say that? No, I meant nimble. My sweet, nimble love. My angel. My princess. My... Forgive me. It's not important. Kiss me. No, it's... I'm sorry. I'm just so happy that you took the bait. Stupid little girl. Don't go anywhere. You really didn't believe it, did you? Did you really think you were that special? Special enough to end a feud that has existed longer than either of us? To end years of hatred and violence with love? I would find it cute how gullible you are, if it wasn't so laughably pathetic. Where are you going, my love? The only exit's behind me. There's nowhere to run. And I wouldn't attempt to hide, either. My brothers have been instrumental in preparing this subterfuge. I promised them they'd get to watch. But if you go running into them, they might be inclined to participate also. Participate in what? In your deflowering, my love. You promised yourself to me, didn't you? I know. The circumstances have changed somewhat, but I'm not going to let you break that promise. Why are you still retreating, my love? Are you scared? But you were so eager for our first time together. You regaled me with hopes that our coupling would leave you with child, that our union would bring an end to the war our families have waged upon each other. Do you not still feel that way? You've got nowhere to go, my love. Look at you, back pressed against the wall, fear in your eyes, your heart beating fast against your chest, and your whole body stinging with the pain of my betrayal. You look so hopeless, so vulnerable, and yet I can see the touch of anger within you. You're debating whether you can push past me. Whether you can make it to safety before I catch you and slam you into the floor. You're wondering whether anyone would come to your aid as I climb on top of you and make you mine. They won't, my love. You can try, but no one will save you. Go on, take the opportunity. I'll even step aside, give you a fighting chance. Run. Oh, there you are. So slow. That silly little dress you wore, hoping to impress me with your looks. It makes you easy to catch. Keep going, my love. Look how close you are. Almost there. Almost. So close, and yet so far. There's no use in struggling now, my love. Have some humility and accept your fate. I'm going to breed you. I'm going to leave you with child. With my child. A living, breathing reminder of the pain and humiliation I've caused you. Imagine the stain it'll leave on your family. Not only does their precious, loyal daughter whore herself out to the enemy, betraying those she holds most dear, but then she bears a child that shares both our blood. Imagine the conflict. Imagine the shame it would bring upon you. Upon all of you. To know that after all these years, our feud was ended by a stupid, worthless little girl and her fantastical pursuit of true love. Oh no. There's no doubt they'd believe you if you told them it was rape. Why, they might even assume that without your insistence. After all, whatever could possess their innocent little angel to willingly lay with the son of their greatest foe? How twisted and depraved would she have to be to give herself to him freely? And surely there would be evidence, yes? Correspondence. Letters between the two lovers expressing their heartfelt desires. Messages whispered to servants to pass through the grapevine, detailing times and locations for secret rendezvous. Oh, wait. There is. I cannot wait until I am held in your embrace once again. I long so desperately for your soft lips, the gentle curve of your smile, and your gaze of absolute admiration. I am forever yours, my kind suitor. How could they not think you were willing? Tonight we shall make history. We shall instrument everlasting change on the fractious relationship between our two houses. Tell me, was this what you imagined when you wrote those words? My love. Did you ever stop to consider that my admiration might be a guise? That our elopement would end with you pinned beneath me, eyes full of tears as I tear your clothes from your body. You asked for this, my love. You wanted me inside you. You wanted me to fill you with my love. It's almost the same. But love? No. I'm going to fill you with my hatred. Breed you with my anger. Leave a mark on you that you will never be able to wash away. Beg me not to touch you. Plead me not to defile you. Go on, my love. Humor me. Oh, how sweet. You sound so pretty, begging and pleading. Oh, you don't want it, huh? I understand. I do. Those feelings brought back. Pathetic. This is probably going to hurt. Don't hold back your screams. Is this what you thought tonight would be? Your first time? Your back pressed into the cold floor. Your knees pushed out up into your chest so I can penetrate you deeper and deeper. No foreplay. No tenderness. Only malice. I've waited so long for this moment. From the instant I learned of your existence, I knew that you would be the one. I've been so patient, waiting, biding my time. How desperately I wanted to take you at our first meeting. How difficult it was to only hold your hand and whisper sweet nothings into your ear. The risks I took, meeting you on your estate, knowing full well that if I were caught, I wouldn't make it out alive. All of it building towards this moment. My one opportunity to have you alone and far, far away from your father's grasps. I don't care if they'll kill me for this. My purpose has been met. I've done everything that's been asked of me. Almost everything. Your fear thrills me, my love. Your tears drive me harder, faster. You play your part so well. This is exactly how I hoped it would be. And more. The way your body shakes. Those pitiful attempts at fighting me off. And the growing fear in your eyes as your body begins to react. React to mine. Are you beginning to enjoy this love? Is your body warming to the sensations of my throbbing cock? Can you feel your own pleasure growing inside you? I think you can. I know you've reached climax before. You told me of your solo pursuits, how you fingered yourself to my letters, to the memory of my lips pressed against yours. How does it differ now that you know your pleasure's being forced from you? Do you think you'll be able to stop yourself from coming? I don't think you will. Not with how tight that pussy's gripping my cock. And what if I touched you where you were most sensitive? I can see it begging for my attention. Give me one reason. One good reason. Not to stroke your clit. Not good enough. Oh, yes, my love. Buck your hips. Grind your pussy into me. Your face begs me to stop, but your body wills me to continue. And with every press of my thumb, your pussy contracts around me, milking me, pleading with me to feel you. What a disappointment. Your family will be so ashamed. But I will forever be proud of you, my love. I'll never forget how easy it was to prick you. Tell me you want my seed, my love. Admit what your body wants. Submit to your urges. No wasn't the right answer. Try again. And this is your last chance, brat. Tell me what I want to hear, or I'll move my hand to your neck and choke you until you pass out. Good girl. So pathetic and degradable. Oh, I hope this moment stays with you forever. I hope you never forget the shame that'll wash over you when you climax. The guilt that'll follow you for not being close to our scheming. Are you close? Are you ready to have me feel you? Yes? Then let's have another bear witness to this moment. To this triumph. Brothers! Oh, no. Sorry. Not just one other. They all wanted to be here. They are witnessing history, after all. See firsthand our enemy's defeat. Hear her moans. Watch how she writhes. With every second she inches closer to the edge. The precipice of everlasting shame and abomination. Come, my love. Betray your family. Betray yourself. Accept your defeat. Come for me. Look at you coming undone on the enemy's cock. Or should I say, on your love's cock. That's it. Keep going. I'm so close, my love. So close to emptying myself inside you. To breeding you. Just as you wanted me to. Fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. Stay still. I said stay still. Take every last drop. Let my seed find your womb. It's done. But what if one load is not enough? What if my efforts alone are not enough to leave you with child? We cannot take any chances, my love. I may be spent, but look around you. Do you see their bulges? How their cocks strain for release? It's all your fault, my love. You invited this ordeal upon yourself. She's all yours, brothers. Treat her well. If you can.